celé Korea stále fakticky i právě ve válečném stavu.
To znamená, že nejsme turisté běžného typu. Jistým způsobem oni ví lépe, co my máme dělat, než my sami.
The voice of a Czech guide from the documentary Welcome to North Korea by Linda Jablonska. Tourists in the repressive state are closely controlled and are forbidden from bringing video cameras above a certain size. So the young director and her team joined a tour group with small cameras and shot the film secretly. Welcome to North Korea is one of a number of Czech films being shown at One World and was partly inspired by the festival, as Linda Jablonska told Ian Willoughby.
Last year I was on the festival One World. And I saw a film from North Korea, and there was a North Korean refugee as a guest for a discussion. And I asked him, like, what a person from Central Europe can do for North Korean people. And he said, like, any publicity, any film, any article which do good. And that was, like, my idea. And then I was, like, surfing in the internet, and I saw this offer of this travel agency offering this kind of trips to North Korea, and I just found it interesting.
Was there any one thing about North Korea that stood out for you?
Well, everything. Basically, the atmosphere was something what I wasn't expecting at all. It was something what I have never experienced in my life. Very kind of like depressive and profound feeling of like negative energy.
Would you say you, as a person from a former communist state, had any particular insight in North Korea into their society?
Definitely. That's one of the issues of our film, how the people from former communist republic react on the reality they see. Because there's quite a lot of things which are quite similar, which were here and which are there at the moment, even though quite a lot of things are completely different. And so since we had some people in the group who are like, you know, who were over 50 or 60 and they have lived in the communist regime like most of their lives, it was quite interesting for me to watch it and to have it in the film. I think if I would be watching, like, for example, Swedish group, it would be a completely different film. Or maybe I wouldn't do the film.
You were, I guess, about 10 years old when communism ended here. Was there anything about North Korea that reminded you of your childhood?
Definitely. The architecture, the whole feeling of the country and like the collective thinking, even the TV program, quite a lot of things.
Your film is already out here at the cinema, but it's still part of the One World Film Festival. What does it mean to you to have the film in the festival?
It's a great opportunity to show the film to a festival which I adore and I really appreciate. So it's great, and I hope the people will come.
Linda Jablonska ending that report by Ian Willoughby, and he'll have more about the festival in the coming.